Yesterday we were discussing the issue about, among other things, the beginning of our discussion was about making the shafyon one the fruit, and I just wanted to explain, perhaps I didn't explain it properly, that during the Kiddush on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, which would be the Saturday night, the shafyon is recited, and the fruit is on the table. As we mentioned yesterday, we do not, of course, recite again another Shachianu. We do not, because that's what you're supposed to have in mind on the Kiddush. However, there are those people that partake of eating the fruit immediately after the Kiddush, even before washing. Some do this because of the connection of the Shachianu to the fruit. So there are those people that maybe you've seen, they wait until after they wash, for other reasons, so perhaps they wouldn't have to make another bracha. However, there are those that make, they eat the fruit immediately after the Kiddush. This way, it connects the Shachyonu from the Kiddush immediately onto the fruit. So, depending on what your minhag is, there's justification for both. So we mentioned also that yesterday, that during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's customary to accept upon oneself additional stringencies that a person generally would not do throughout the year. And we gave one reason for the significance of this. The Ramah then continued and said that during this time it's not just so important what you eat, but also it's a time of introspection. It's an opportunity for a person to think about what they did throughout the year, which areas in their lives need polishing that could be improved. He says that that's a golden opportunity to really focus on what you've done during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, based on this, he says that according to the Arizal, he says that Shechiyuv Lilmod B'Sifrei Musar Kol Hashana. The Arizal apparently is really big into Musar and about making sure that he's refines his own character. Therefore, he says a person should learn certain texts which gear itself specifically toward self-refinement, something which should be done all year round. And the Mishnah Berurah then says, "Now, kolpanim, nonetheless, be'elu hayomim, during these particular days of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, yasakol adam kedas hazohar." For those that are not as careful about reading or not reading Musar during the year, certainly, a person should follow the words of the Zohar, that Shiyoshiv Kodem Shiyishkav, that he says that before a person lies down to bed, that they should do tshuva. You should try before you go to sleep to repent. And there are those who have different minhagim for Kriyat Shema Hamita. Some say the first paragraph, some are known to say all three paragraphs, different customs. But a lot of times in the back of benchers even, and certainly in the art school sitter, it's a very lot of lengthy tefillos that are said by Kriyat Shema Lamita. And the Zohar says that one of the things a person should do is to do tshuva, to try to focus on the ways that they can improve their actions from that day. And this is a time that a person should regret any iniquities, things that they did wrong, and again, to be able to focus on their actions. And then he says that a person should look into a sefer which is named Yaros HaDvash in its first chelek, and he says that what's the significance between the 10 days? If you look at the 10 days, it's really 7 in between, because the first 2 days is Rosh Hashanah, the last day is Yom Kippur. So in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is a week, is 7 days. And it's brought down over there that Kishima Yomim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. What does a person do during that time? Right, Rosh Hashanah, you're in Shul, you're davening. Yom Kippur also. So what do you do the rest of those 7 days? Right, it's just anticipation for Yom Kippur. Just do nothing. No, it's called the Aseres Yemei Tshuva because you're supposed to do tshuva during those days too. And it says that what do you do during those 7 days? He says, Haim neged shivas yemei shvua. Some people look at those 7 days and say that corresponds to the 7 days of the week, the other 51 weeks of their year. Uvachol yom yaset tshuva al oso yom. He says that when a person is on whatever day it is, depending on where the year falls, you should focus on that day, be it, let's say, a Monday or a Sunday, and you should focus on that day, perhaps things that you built into your calendar or schedule that were not appropriate on that day, and you should try to do tshuva on that day, specifically for that thing that you did wrong. Derech Mashal, and he gives an example, as we just did, B'yom Rishon Yasa Tshuva Al Ma Shechata Kol Yama B'yom Rishon. On Sunday of Aseres Mitzvah, think about, it's too much to think about every single day, that the whole year. So at least instead of having to focus on every day of the whole year, just think about every Sunday, right? What did a person do every Sunday, right? And of course, it's during, the Aseres Mitzvah falls out during football season, which doesn't make it any easier. That's what a person should do on the Monday and all 7 days of the week. I guess the issue that a person could ask is, well, I don't really know what I did during those days. And that's part of the problem, that a person who is very meticulous and not wasting a moment and trying to constantly focus on doing the best that they possibly can do, those are the types of people that do know precisely how they behaved on those days. So therefore, it's a mussar for ourselves that during the Aseres Mitzvah, when we think about whatever day it is and we remember what occurred or didn't occur during those years, during the whole year, it's an opportunity for us to perhaps value time and to hopefully take each day of our weeks and our years to come and take them a lot more seriously and not have to do tshuva, but rather to be able to, l'chadchila, at the very beginning and the onset, to be able to act properly and follow the derech Hashem, the way of Torah and mitzvot.